Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am thrilled to invite you to Rachel Uncensored, my podcast where I get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. From personal stories to hot button issues, we cover it all. New episodes drop every Wednesday, so make sure you tune in on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.
Welcome to Fire Team Chat, IGN's Destiny show. Thank you for joining us, Guardians. Today, we have CJ Gibson on my right.
What's going on?
Fran Mirabella on my left in person. And behind us is Gathalion.
That's me. I can't see CJ. And I like, just, there he is.
Yay. He's on a different camera for those watching at home.
We don't need to look at him. I'm just looking at Fran.
There you go. Well, Fran's the one. You know, he's all coiffed and beautiful looking all the time.
Fran's
that's
the
good.
Handsome
that's
one.
Good. Vanity and the villain. That's a reference to the game, everybody.
There you go.
Thank you for joining us, Goth. How have you been?
I have been busy. Busy. And then, good. Everything's great, man. You guys had Ben on, was it last week?
Yes.
Or the week
before? No, 2 weeks ago, right?
Yeah, T-Rex?
Yes, sorry.
No, T-Rex is Sam.
Yeah, wait, exactly.
Ben is, yeah.
See, I was,
sorry.
Sorry, I'm so used to calling Broman.
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 Yeah. They're brothers. They're the same guy.
It was
guy
Broman,
anyways.
Then Sam, or T-Rex. Yeah. And then you, and I think we're going to have another guest next
Relevant.
Week. We'll talk about that later.
It's all blending together. What have you been so busy with, Goth?
I mean, we had DCC, obviously.
Little
and then the updates leading into Rise of Iron have been a lot of fun, man. The last couple weeks have been exciting. Private matches have been a lot of fun. So, it's been a crazy week this week. Yeah, for sure.
Definitely. So today on the show, we're actually going to talk about some stuff going on in the community, including this new Owl Collective ARG that everybody's been kind of trying to figure out. We're going to talk about our opinions of Archons 4 now that my preview coverage went up throughout the week. You can check it out on IGN.com.
Yeah, now that you've played it and we get to watch you play it, we'll talk about it.
I'm going to ask some questions.
Well, I want to know your take on it versus mine and how I'm right and you're wrong.
Just kidding. I'll talk about the latter.
And then we want to talk about Rise of Iron and what you're most excited about for when the content drops. So let's get right into it. There's this huge ARG happening right now. It's the Owl Collective. And what it is you hop into a multiplayer match and you get this strange buff and like these pixels are flying around your head.
They're nanites.
Is that the official name for them?
Nanites.
They're nanites. They're like, it's sort of like
I don't know what
like a mechanical virus type swarm situation.
Nano size.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's
nanites.
The idea.
I'm gonna call them franites.
Yeah. So here's what we know about them. There's brilliance, glory, splendor, magnificence, and fortitude. They seem to be color coordinated, sort of similar to what the engrams are colored.
Yeah.
That could be a possibility.
Right. And if you go to the website, is owlsector.bungie.net. What I thought was interesting, it's down at the bottom right. I forget what it's called. You get a little bit of like story transmission. And
you have to click the circle. You click that, and then there's a bunch of story transmissions. You see Cade talking to Ikora in the tower.
Yeah, but they relate to the colors.
There's actually more lore on this page than the entirety of Year One Destiny.
Yes. Agreed.
Pretty intense.
Ouch.
I personally, just on that note, on the lore and how they're implementing it to this cool ARG game, I like this implementation a lot.
It's very cool.
You have an in-game effect happening to your character, so you start researching what's going on with your character online, and you stumble upon this owl sector.bungie.net website and you learn more about what it is and what's happening.
Yeah.
This is an interesting way to implement a grimoire-like thing.
Yeah. So let's – yeah. So for total clarity, what happened, right, is – what was it? Just yesterday.
Yesterday.
They did the maintenance.
You hop in your – well, I think it all started with one Twitch streamer was playing and he noticed he got infected. And when he did, somebody in his chat from the Owl Collective started commenting and saying, please remain calm. Da-da-da-da-da. And then eventually this website popped up, which is run by Bungie. It's like an official Bungie website. And, yeah.
But then it, like, spread everywhere. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, now I've got a bazillion messages of people who are like, do you want to get infected? I have all five infections. That's been funny. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. They're researching.
By the way, having all five doesn't seem to do anything. I'm not even sure that getting all five was the original intent, which a lot of people are trying to do. But the buffs don't stack.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you can't contract another buff once you've exited an activity, or so it seems. Like, so you get one in a PvP match. Once you exit that match, you can't get the other ones. But if you happen to get all five in one match as your first, you know, transmission of the virus, then you have all five.
I have a
then you could transmit all five.
I have a character with one, another with three, and another with five.
Yeah, so actually, Goth, since it seems like you've been looking at a lot of this, so if I already have brilliance, which
you
I
can't
do,
get anything else.
You can't get anything else.
But I had someone that I gave brilliance to that now has all five. Like, I know
Did he get it inside the same match?
Yeah.
Yeah, so everybody had one of those.
So meaning he had only gotten one to start because I gave it to him, and then he went on to get all five.
Was it in the same match?
Did he get the other five on another character or same character?
That's a good, that is a good question.
Yeah.
That's
a
good question.
Because it's not account-wide, it's character-wide.
Okay. Yeah. But anyway, so it's this weird infection that's happened. It's like all these, like, nanites, love the word, going to be buzzing around your head. Yeah, what do we think's happening? There's a lot of talk of the tower closing, actually.
Yes. Goth, why don't you elaborate on that? You brought that up before the show was recording. What do you think about
that? I forget which it's under, but there's talk about quarantining the tower and
that's what they're saying
the Guardians' understanding to stay away from the tower. So the theory on Twitch today is that they're going to shut down the tower on release of Rise of Iron to quarantine the spread of the nanites, which would be a pretty good like game mechanic. Like if you're coming in the Rise and they want to stop you from just power leveling all those vendors in week one and just getting like max light standing still, that's not what they want, because that's what happened like last year. People had materials saved up and they spent you know the first 45 minutes in front of a vendor. That's not a good watch. That's not what Bungie wants to see on live streams and YouTube content. So
Rise of Iron's here. Decrypt.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Why don't we force them to go to Fellwinter's Peak? We need to take refuge and what's left but Fellwinter's Peak. Like that's kind of like it feels like it makes sense lore wise and from like a gameplay mechanic forcing us to go play the content rather than just open engrams and rep up with things.
That would be really cool. All my footage of my pixel-headed guy is going to be great.
Yeah, exactly. So when I first saw this, I actually just thought, oh, throughout the Rise of Iron, there's going to be some quest that you're going to need some virus, and now you're going to have to chase who has it. Mm-hmm. That was my first reaction. Then I saw how fast this spread.
Oh, yeah.
And I realized, because of how obnoxious, actually, it's awesome, but like there's so much stuff buzzing around your head.
Yeah, not great for PvP.
It would just be too much to exist forever, I think. This is an assumption, but I was like, oh, it's like a pre-event. And then this talk about, oh, we might quarantine the tower. I'm like, now I see what's happening. They're like, they put this update out. It's a bit of a pre-event to tie into the launch of the game. And I think if that's true, that's an awesome touch.
That's really neat.
If that's true. So I think that
a lot of people are going to be mad that they can't go directly to vendors, though.
But I'm with you, man. I think that's awesome. Is like we log in, we're all infected. We've all got the same problem, which exists in the story, by the way. Mm-hmm. And now you got to go play the game as Guardians and figure it out. Instead of like you say, oh, I'm just going to grind the Crucible and I'm going to become, you know, my next light level. I like that it forces you to enjoy gameplay that they've designed. But two, it brings us together as this like Guardian community. And it's a nice touch if that's what's happening.
I'm looking at the map right now and it is starting to make like triangle shapes very similar
there's the Triforce all over Earth.
Yeah, right? Triforce. Exactly. Yeah. And that's really interesting. I wonder where it's going to go next. We are at
Rasputin Triangle.
Last scan at 24 hours since initialization. I'm just kind of checking out the lore right now.
Yeah, read. Can you read one of the – is your computer or your phone going to work? Read like a small piece of a transmission.
Here we go. So Brilliance 3.2. This was one of the first ones. It's Shu. I'm not sure who that is. Anyway, how long since we last convened? I can still recall the Dawn Calamity. So
these are
not
multiple
long enough.
Characters talking.
I've got consistent and strange reports coming in from across the system. Try me. A few guardians in the field reporting being swarmed by some kind of electronic mite. The first few after visiting the Dust Palace on Mars, but the rest from all over. How bad? Fantastic, apparently. At least that's what they're yelling over comms. Is Happy shouting a medical issue? Do we take this to the Vanguard? Ikora first. The Hidden might know something.
Yeah, and so he's reading
from owlsector.bungie.net.
Nicely done.
That's Legere, everybody. Yeah. Thank
Edition
you.
Tape. Great. Right
I liked all the different voices. Yeah. But that was Brilliance, which
I don't have a lot of range.
Which is, so this is what I was going to talk about. There's Brilliance, which is owlsector internal. Mm-hmm. You just clicked on Magnificence, which is what?
No, that was Brilliance I read from. Magnificence actually has an update.
I know, but wait. Anyway, well, the point is one of them is sort of Vanguard discussion. Another is coming from, some other folks. So
Splendor is the Vanguard table.
There you go.
Yeah.
But the point is you're getting different transmissions from different groups, and the idea is, I think, to put together. And now this fear of, oh, no, something's happening.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's pretty cool.
All right. So Magnificence actually just had an update. I'm going to read it really quick. Quist, Shun, I'm hearing the strangest things from you. Is everything shipshape? At any rate, Dr. Shirazi's password was a combination of musical tones and a Persian phrase that loosely translates as, remember who watches you. Her entries are individually locked. The first is below and more follow. So here's the first entry from this character's thing. Shirazi, CBPZ 1.1. I am eternally grateful for the opportunity to work with Clovis Bray. No more clawing for research grants. No more hopping universities. The volunteers enlisted for this study are likewise in good spirits. Patient A, Susan, believes with all her heart in the colonization effort and will do anything to support it. 12 hours have passed since injection with Magnificence 2.0. Her vital signs are strong, but she complains of phantom insects. Interesting. So somebody was doing experiments, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
And it's gone awry. This is really exciting. I love this. I love these little ARG games. I do hope that this clears up before launch. I hope you're wrong about the tower getting
don't
locked.
Want to be doing PvP with the big swarm.
I think it might. I don't know.
You think it might?
We'll see.
I think that would be fine if it was before launch. But I've been edging all my factions and everything, as many people have.
You'll still get to use that later.
Yeah, you'll get to use it. I think it would happen after the first week. I mean, if it's SIVA related, you know, then lore-wise, we're going to go in and crap on the raid. And then lore-wise, we've won. Now we can unlock the tower. The virus has been defeated and pushed back into the plague lands. And then the guardians can return to the tower. And then the following week, I think, would be Iron Banner.
The way they've
right
talked...
Before, yeah.
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 The way they've talked about the raid, though, Goth, they make it sound like you get SIVA perfected armor, which is what the goal was with SIVA originally, to develop... Yeah. Really, really great armor and weapons, and we saw some weapons in actually the launch trailer. So I don't know about that unlocking the tower or anything. Maybe. This seems like it's an experiment by that Dr. Shirazi.
Yeah. I was looking up Persian phrases, by the way, to see if it was, I think it was remember who remembers you or something. But interesting. You never know. Sometimes this stuff plays into the game in some small way.
And that's what's super cool about it. I mean, Bungie kind of has a history of doing these. So we were talking about, the Halo 2 days. I Love Bees. That was an old school campaign that they did, to create a lot of hype for Halo 2. And it worked really well. And so this is, it's neat. They always have these little touches. There's something with flaming helmets and... Everything from Halo 3 to Reach, they've always done some kind of effect with the helmets. So.
The Nightfalls used to be.
That's
on
right.
Fire.
Yeah, you'd have the
Nightfalls. Yeah. I hated that went away. I thought that was cool every week.
I miss that a lot.
Yeah,
it's a good point. They never figured that out. We'll have to remember to talk about that another time.
But,
anyway. By the way, I wouldn't forget the Datadyne Corporation and Perfect Dark. Before Halo did it, I believe.
No.
Okay.
If we're giving credit to Rare, I think we should throw that out.
Did Rare do that?
Rare, did Perfect Dark, but then they did the Datadyne Corporation as part of, Nintendo actually had done that, and probably their marketing team. But yeah, it was like this, corporation, you were looking at like webcams in the real world and it related to it. So sometimes these ARG things, they can play off well, get you hyped up.
Yeah, so it's working.
Good job.
It's definitely working. I'm super excited. Yeah, I like this. Super cool. I can't wait to see what comes of it. Please solve it, Reddit, so I can get on with my day.
I don't think it's solvable at the moment. I think we're just sort of waiting.
They're piecemealing it out to us. Yeah. I'll be interested to see where it's at 48 hours. We're at 24 right now.
Yeah, I'm satisfied with just a pre-event for the launch. And then, like, when you log in on that moment one, I think we're going to get the answer that we're talking about. Mm-hmm. It could be really cool. Like, oh, my God, can you believe the tower is closed?
Yeah.
And then we're going to say, for how long? could be really cool, depending on what happens.
Hopefully it ends up being a new PvP thing that you can add later to private matches. Yeah. I mean, the way it did in older things, I want that Flaming Beast thing around. If I want to be able to sport it later on.
Good old Flaming Bees.
Yeah,
you heard it here.
Flaming Bees.
I think they're just going to update the map, and it'll just have a sign over the tower, like, tied to it on the on the navigator. Or whatever. Moving on, we do need to talk about Archon's Forge. So we got a ton of gameplay, a ton of people talking about what Archon's Forge is. I was able to play it at Bungie, but I wanted to talk to you guys first. Goth, you actually have been pretty much on media
blackout. No, I haven't watched any of the footage from it.
So if you're like Goth and you don't want to know anything about Archon's Forge, you should probably skip forward about 10 minutes. And then
I don't think it'll be that long. But
we're not going to get into spoiler territory lore. It's basically Prison of Elders. You go in, you get 5 minutes once you start to kill all the bad guys and kill a boss.
Yeah, you get a key or whatever, Siva fragment. What do you get again? A key?
I can't remember the exact name of it, but you put it in the machine. You put it in the machine, and then you go fight.
Yeah, a lot like the runes.
Yeah.
A lot like that. You bring them back. So they've taken Court of Oryx, but also it's a setting like Prison of Elders. It's bigger. It's just one setting, right?
Yeah. They drop in three tiers as far as I've seen, green, blue, and purple.
Yeah.
And we have gameplay footage of the three different encounters that you can experience at the green level.
Yep. Yeah, and like for me, when you said there might be spoilers, I was like, honestly, there's so little to spoil. They announced what it was going to be. We all thought it would be Court of Oryx plus Prison of Elders. Guess what it is? And that's all that it is. And so I'm more on the other side, which is like, okay,
it's more like Fort.
I love the setting, by the way. It looks cool. The Siva fragments. It's got the little prison domes, that open up and release like the new squads and stuff.
Don't stay in those, by the way. You die. Pro tip.
They close.
Got it.
But having seen it, I love the setting, but we're going to keep going back to it. It's way better than, I guess, Court of Oryx is what I'm saying. But it's still one location.
Based on what you saw.
Yeah. Based on what I've seen, exactly.
So does it seem like it's a place that you'd want to go back to and do a bunch of things? Or it's like, hey, this is, again, like Court of Oryx. You just need to do this in order to get a whole bunch of things to level your guy up.
So we do know that there is gear tied to the encounter. So you can you can play it. You get good gear, or you're supposed to. But when I played it, I didn't get anything. I just got, like, the next tier, and then we did that.
It's possible that they locked it, because they haven't really shown off all the stuff you get.
They did.
Yeah, because that would have shown up in your footage that you got, so it was a dev build.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, I'm like, okay, I understand the encounter, but that was really underwhelming.
Yeah.
I was, like, just greens, like, maybe the drops were green, so I didn't care, and I just dismantled them.
But did you get to play on a max level character?
Like, I played on a 340 character.
And you were still getting greens?
Still getting. Well, it was you pop a green item into the machine, and then you get.
Because I've noticed
the
influx of green engrams.
I don't
think anybody's posed a question to Bungie if that's like normal now or just based on how our light level is lower than max.
Right. Yeah, I think that's it.
You do get green and blue drops. The green drops are trash. The blue drops, though, they can drop at new light levels. For the build I played on.
But yeah, it was so incremental, and we saw this in Taken King. So, I mean, I think it's like what you think it is.
But then that was tied to character level, though. Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't tied to your light level.
Yeah, so I was 340, and I was getting above that blue drops with my Rise of Iron experience.
What's awesome is when your postmaster fills up with a bunch of green engrams, and then you...
Yeah.
You get a lot of materials. Engrams, I mean, I think it makes a loot-driven game feel more interesting when you're getting trash loot. As well as, like, other stuff you're not going to use.
But, I mean, put that aside. Like, we know it's supposedly going to drop something good that we want.
Yeah.
They weren't going to give that to you. I would agree with that statement.
No.
So let's just talk about the gameplay. Compare it to Prison of Elders and Court of Oryx, where there's these different bosses. And
so there's not
it's
really
5 minutes now, which is a little different.
So there's not really a mechanic with the bosses. They show up. You shred them apart. and that's it. You can literally have every other enemy dead on the battlefield. Then the boss shows up by himself. He's like, hey, guys, what's going on? And then you just nuke him.
Yeah.
And he's done. That's it.
But it's a
hey, where did everybody go? What's going on out here?
Oh, no, Galahorn. Oh,
then he melts.
Melts. This wasn't a good idea.
Yeah. But, I mean, like...
Poor Fallen.
Was the gameplay... Yeah, what did you like, if anything, about the gameplay? It sounds to me like you're saying the boss design, there wasn't anything that stood out.
Sorry.
It's funny that I don't know.
Do you think they
got
backlash
guys...
for putting mechanics in the Court of Oryx?
Pardon?
Do you think they got backlash for putting mechanics in the Court of Oryx? Because, like, I don't know if you've been to court and had to do, like, mini Crota.
Yeah.
With blueberries?
Nobody knows how to do Crota, like, at all. Mm-hmm.
I think you're right.
A little frustrating.
Yeah. Well, they did say they toned that down. I think to make it easier and quicker, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, and it's funny because, everybody knows how to do or should know how to do Crota, but that kind of goes back. We've been talking about matchmaking and raid matchmaking. It's weird to go into court and have a bunch of people that you're not on the same raid squad with or, like, on a squad with, and they're just kind of, like, walking around. You're just going, no, get the sword. Yeah. Hit them. Yeah. So,
like, you invite them to your party, and you're like, hey, idiot.
Yeah, what are
here's
you doing?
What you have to do.
Yeah, so I get that if they –
But
know.
Going back – so the mechanics. Basically, what you're so far saying, Destin, is you didn't notice anything with the mechanics that was too interesting.
Like, it's literally kill everything, get to 100%, the boss spawns, you kill the boss, and counter over.
Okay. Yeah, but we had, like –
You have 5 minutes.
We had destroying mines.
No. Nope.
That's
not
you didn't see any of that.
No poison. No.
And that's what I noticed. It was just a bunch of squads, and then occasionally you'd get locked in the little Siva prison, right? Because you didn't...
If you die and you respawn, you will be locked in prison. I've heard there's ways to get out. I thought I had what I needed to get out, but it wouldn't let me out of the prison. Mm-hmm. And you can only carry one Siva offering at a time, which was super frustrating.
That was an offering.
So you couldn't couldn't have a green, a blue, and a purple. You could just have one.
Yeah,
if you have one, you got to pop that.
And supposedly, if you get it, you can potentially get it during the match.
Yeah,
so
I did get a blue during my match. Okay, it's in my footage. So, okay.
So I mean, based on what we've heard, I mean, Goth
and one of the other guys got a purple.
Gotcha.
Do you feel like? Yeah, I mean, do you feel like this is a mode you're going to play, or do you not know enough about it yet?
No, I mean, like, I'm and hopefully the upper tiers of it are more difficult than what you're describing. I assume you're describing the base tier for it.
Yeah
he had a green offering, I believe.
Yeah, that's what I'm allowed offering. To talk about.
Okay. That's what you're allowed to talk about.
Yeah,
well, I mean that's the base of the game anyways. I mean, none of the baseline stuff in Destiny is super super difficult anyways. Mm-hmm. So I mean, it's stuff you go and you roll with your squad, and maybe the harder stuff will be harder. Maybe it won't, but
I'm pointing
I think
at
people
God.
Are going to end up at the end of the day be doing it for loot. So if the loot's good and it's varied and the encounters are decent, then
that's the thing I actually really enjoyed. Rolling in with your squad and shredding everybody did feel really rewarding. That's fun. Anytime you do it, really, you do it in prison. I was playing prison a lot. Still no 335 ghosts, by the way. I really enjoy that. I like rolling in with three, tearing it apart. And in this mode, you can roll in with more for the higher level encounters. So,
yeah, because what are patrols locked to? 12 people in a zone? Or
no,
I don't remember. They
well, that's on the server or whatever, right? But yeah, you can only get three people in. Yeah, I don't think it's changed.
Yeah, but I mean, like in a patrol area, like possibly like you know your group and pugs. Yeah. Yeah.
I think you can do 12.
Yeah.
So that could be a lot of fun.
Wait, people could show up to your
if you go in there and somebody pops
like
an offering, it's like court.
Oh,
you can be in there with
that.
A bunch of blueberries.
Okay. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
So yeah, you might end up with as much as we're saying maybe 12 people or six.
I think. I don't know.
Well, number but to be confirmed, but
it's really, really fun just steamrolling everybody.
But can't you – maybe I made this up in my wish list.
And I want to know what the purple is.
Can you bring four people into Archon's Forge instead of three?
You can definitely bring in three. I can't confirm because I was playing in a controlled environment how many you can bring in.
I thought they said that. Didn't they, Goff?
They did say in the Game Informer.
Well, didn't they say the raid was actually in the patrol again this time? I could have sworn they mentioned that.
Oh, yeah. I totally ran by it.
Yeah.
So you ran by the raid. So if it's like Volta Glass where you can spawn into the raid, then could you technically take like a group of six to the raid and then run over to Archon's Forge?
It's information we already know.
Yeah, yeah.
Beep. Test is so framed as embargoed info.
Yeah.
Did we make an uh-oh?
No, we're good. We're good. It's in the Plague Lands.
Meaning we know it's there.
You can see it. You know it's in the big orb thing. Yeah. You can see that. They've teased that thing is the raid.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, they've already told us.
By the way, no, I didn't play the raid for all the people asking.
Wow.
Yeah.
When Destin gets world's first, you can yell at him, guys.
Yeah. well, actually, God, you'll appreciate this. You probably saw it. I don't know if it was Brian or you.
Did you play the raid?
What?
Have you played the new raid?
Have you played the raid?
Have I played the
new
raid?
This is a legitimate question I've been getting regularly. Have you played the raid? No is my answer.
No.
Yeah. So.
What if I had time to go to Bungie and play the new raid, obviously? Because they would let that happen.
Yep. Yeah, it's worth clearing up once and for all. It's not an embargoed answer. No, he hasn't played the raid. In quotes, he really has not.
Yeah,
I have not played the raid. Goth has not played the raid. That has been kept from all of the press.
The thing,
as far as we know, there's nobody.
So Game Informer said they played it for their cover. So the perception was that all media got to play it at an event.
Really?
No.
But even then, I don't know this for a fact, but they didn't play the raid.
I'm a little bit put off that Game Informer got to play the raid already.
So time out, though. I bet you they didn't play the raid. They got to experience a little piece of it, right? They did not just get to play the whole raid.
The reason this is coming up is because on their show, they said, yeah, we played the raid, and we can't really talk about it.
That's all I'm saying. Having done a bazillion preview events in my career and et cetera.
That was the Game Informer cover issue thing where they went to Bungie and they played the new raid.
But I wouldn't write it off,
yeah.
But I'd be surprised if they showed them the entire raid.
I have no idea.
They probably put them inside, said, look, we'll give you a piece. Literally, what happens is you're only at Bungie for a couple days maybe, and so you're going to the side of everybody's desk, and they're showing you little pieces. I'd be very surprised if they had, like, you know, two-hour tour of the raid.
Yeah, and for the record, and giving I don't all know that where the raid is on the map. I had never played it.
But whatever the case, we're bringing this up because people are accusing, like, folks like Broman or you or Destin that, of course you're going to be world's first. You've already done it. If not.
Nope.
I know nothing about how to solve it. Neither does
Even
Destin.
If I had the option to, knowing I'm running with the Planet Destiny crew, I would have said no.
Yeah.
Because I'm very much about winning fair and square. Yeah. Like, I'd never take an unfair advantage in a situation like that. I want to win.
You don't want to win.
And have the pride of saying that I won. Legit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You should trust us enough by now. But the internet is not a happy place.
No.
So Archon's Forge, Gathalion hates it. No, I'm just
kidding.
I'm
looking forward to new, man. I just want to see new stuff. That's I'm ready.
Going back to my original question, like, you know, we don't know enough about it, but my perspective is, yeah, I mean, honestly, it just feels like the mode's cool, but you're going to need it for 30, 40 days. You can go back, have some arcadey fun like we had with Prison.
For Archons?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for Archon's Forge. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what it'll be, and that's totally cool. You know, there's nothing wrong with that, but I don't
think... I want to see the gear set.
Yeah, I do not
say,
think...
It's going to be attached to gear.
Yeah.
If the gear looks good.
But that's
if it's that carbon fiber set, I'm not super excited to get that, to be honest. But if it's the iron... We think it's the Iron Banner set, right? The stuff that's on Fire Goth?
Sure.
That looks like Iron Banner set. Oh, you've been on Media Blackout.
Why would that come from the Archon's Forge, though? That makes way more sense to be SIVA-related and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Although Raid set gear, you'd think.
Raid set gear is the SIVA gear.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
I thought that's what you're talking about. The red and the black.
The red and the black is raid gear. That's confirmed.
Yeah, see, I think there's a different set of armor, like Archon's armor or whatever.
Yeah.
But
I want to see it.
There's a lot of stuff that they're not showing yet, like gear-wise. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like we've gotten a lot less of a gear preview than in some previous updates. I don't know.
Got it.
But I think it's a good
solution. There's a lot of surprises in there.
You know, we used to have court and we used to have prison. We kind of do. They're still there, but... Combine them into one thing. I think it was the right choice, and they did the right thing. But I'm not expecting some big new mode that I'm going to play for the next 6 months, if
so
that definitely. Makes
so
sense.
So can I ask a question then real quick? It's not – is it like a drop-in thing? Like,
no.
You
know,
or is you kind of roam around like Court of Oryx, and you just approach it, and it's there?
So if you watch my Plaguelands footage, I spawn in the Plaguelands. I get on my bike, and I just rocket straight to where Archon's Forge is.
Gotcha. You're going to get yelled at for calling it a bike.
Yeah. It's a Sparrow, bro.
Sparrow. My Sparrow.
I called a speeder, and Chad eats me alive.
My Sparrow. I'm aware it's a Sparrow.
Gotcha.
One thing I didn't realize, when you overheat it, it tweets like a Sparrow.
Yeah, I was just about to say. You
I like that a lot.
That's cool.
Yeah, I dig that.
How's that again, friend?
It's pretty good, huh?
Yeah, that's pretty good, friend. That's exactly how it sounds.
That's really nice.
Then it gets faster.
Sorry, we're kind of all over the place right now. Let's bring it back. There was one more question. I put a question out there on Twitter, and we got one that we can talk about, and that is, what are you most excited about for when Rise of Iron launches? Gathalion, why don't you start?
Question. The first
thing. Well, I mean, it's kind of garbage because my answer to this was always very clearly private matches. I'm so excited for private matches when Rise of Iron launches, but they came out this week, so... I mean, the raid, man. I like the new raid experience. I think in Destiny, stepping into a new raid with no knowledge of what's in that raid is unpareleled.
Oh, yeah.
For Destiny. I mean, there's nothing else like it.
Yep.
So, definitely. That's a pretty vanilla answer, but that's my answer.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like we might need to go around and then adapt the question a bit. Because, yeah, like, the raid, I mean, 100% to me, it's like, you know, temples in Zelda. And it's just such a complex, well thought out, you know, it's a labor of love from the team. And it really is an experience unlike other games. Being a shooter, being what it is, being this clockwork of your team. So, I mean, of course, that's what I'm excited about. And then getting the gear from it, but you play the raid for sure.
Got it.
I mean, what else am I going to go? What, say I'm going to go play Rift? Like, that's not the – not stoked to
do
that.
Rift is a lot of fun, bro.
Yeah, I'm all right with Rift.
I'm fine with Rift.
CJ. Rift.
PvP.
He might say trials, though.
Kill confirmed or –
Yeah. Yeah. What is supremacy?
Yeah. Supremacy.
Yeah.
No. I mean, yeah. PvP for me is always the new thing. It was interesting. I played elimination, and I don't know if you can confirm this or not. Does trials now just have one heavy ammo round where the boxes?
Yes. There's just one box now.
Yeah. So little modes and changes like that, I'm excited to see. Initially, they kind of always irritate you. At first, you're like, oh, let's change where all the special ammo spawns, and let's change these numbers. But over the time, I've become accustomed to just rolling with the Destiny meta that evolves. So whether or not they're rebalancing
nothing
weapons,
you can do about it.
No, exactly. And, I mean, it hurt me again year one. I still talk about this. My Plan C as a diehard fusion rifle guy.
Yeah.
Lots of Plan C year one memories, and they dwindled away in year two. So, yeah, seeing what happens there with PvP and being able to explore. Yeah, I was saying just in general, seeing ghosts in some of the PvP maps. Stuff like that. So PvP for me is – I'm excited about private matches and stuff.
Got it.
Destin?
I got a lot of flack for saying this in my preview coverage.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, big surprise, right? I'm really excited to explore the Plaguelands more. And I said, whenever you get an access to a new world, like when we did, when we got access to Oryx's ship and we got to explore there and find all the little secrets, I'm like, remember just like how big these individual worlds actually are. And people are like, they're not that big. They're just loops. But I'm like, there are, like, if you remember the ship, there's all these things that you can find that open chests, and there's hidden little things that you're going to discover, and, like, there's, like, all these hidden tunnels and stuff in the Plaguelands that you can look at, and I guess I didn't convey that really well in my preview, but I'm super excited to find all the hidden secrets that they've they've planted within the Plaguelands and all that stuff. I mean, of course I'm excited for the raid, but honestly, I'm more excited to see everybody else's take on the story, and when people start finding out all the secrets of the Plaguelands, then I can be like, news team, they found this thing, and they're like, oh my god, Destin, really?
Yeah.
Again? Another
How
Destiny
big does
thing?
The Plaguelands feel compared to, like, other zones? Like, because it's a singular zone, right? Or is it segmented?
It has...
Like other patrols.
Well, there's bike paths where you transition from one area to the next, and eventually you go all the way through, and it's all snow-covered, but then you start getting into the molten lava area, and then you get to where Archon's Forge is. There's a big stronghold there. I didn't get to explore very much. I didn't have a lot of time with the exploration, but it feels large. It took me four... If I just bike from where I spawn all the way to Archon's Forge, it's a four-minute bike ride about. I timed it out in my footage. So that gives you an idea.
I just envision you pedaling. Sorry.
Yeah. I mean, well, the Dreadnought was all on foot, too. So,
yeah.
Like, size feels like being on foot makes it feel larger than it actually is.
That's,
you know,
not the end of the level. That's as far as I went. I went to Archon's Forge, and that's all I got to experience from the beginning to Archon's, and I don't know that that's the end.
Yeah, can you maybe you can put it in these terms if, you know, it doesn't interfere with the embargo. Like, so when you drop into the Cosmodrome Patrol now, you drop in, right, in that first area, you come down the hill, go over and down, over, around, and then you know the little, like,
up, down,
river?
Over, around. Got it.
And the you know river. Where you go? Mothyards, in the little river. I just forgot the area's name suddenly.
Yeah. Through Mothyards.
Yeah.
To the right.
But you know when you go off to the right and you go through that little river bend?
Yeah.
And that was a really cool moment in the first game. But you get that distance. How does that compare with what you've seen in play?
You mean that distance where there's, like, no enemies or anything?
No, just period. Like, can you go that far easily in the new Plaguelands?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Meaning when you're describing going somewhere, I don't know how long, you know, really it's taking you. So it sounds like it's almost as big as, you know, the Cosmodrome as we know it, the current one.
So I mean, we're getting has pieces of the Cosmodrome in it. It has yeah. The Divide and the Rocket Yards.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out, is the new areas is what I'm getting at, yeah. Destin, that you're going into.
It all looks...
much more.
Everything I saw looked totally foreign to me.
Okay.
So I didn't recognize any areas when I was in the gameplay that I posted.
Yeah, see, that sounds
substantial. All looks really different. Cool. So nice. I never found the wall where it was broken apart or anything like that. I think that's where you start, maybe.
Lots to explore then.
Yeah. But yeah, there's tons to explore. But... there's tons of interesting things to discover.
And there's a bunch of things that obviously you can see that were there, and have they moved and changed?
I didn't see much that was familiar to me. Because it all looks so vastly different.
Right, right.
I didn't recognize any of the areas. Like one of the areas I go by is just all these shipping containers that are broken down a mountain and piled up, and I don't remember that.
Yeah,
seeing that.
That sounds cool.
My buddy Morning Afterkill pointed out that Cade's stash was knocked off the top of that very central structure that you see inside the Cosmodrome. Mm-hmm. If you look at screenshots between looking at that now versus looking at that post Rise of Iron, it's off, and then there's screens of a big sphere and stuff, so there might be some Cade's stash stuff going on over there.
Interesting. That's really cool.
It's a nice find.
So anyway, that's what I'm most excited about. And
I thought I was going to hate your answer. I actually really like that. I appreciate
it. Nice answer.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah, I haven't.
Thanks. If you want us to hate it, we will. Collectively.
Oh yeah, I could.
I secretly will. But no, I hadn't thought about that new wonderment. But the scale of it. Now that you've said that you've done a big piece of it and it feels all new, that's exciting.
Yeah.
In my mind, right, I keep picturing what. Maybe CJ or Goth was saying, where it felt like, oh, wasn't it just a redone Cosmodrome? But it doesn't sound
like
it
at all.
That's
not what it felt like
at all. So that's exciting.
Well, do you remember the Cabal quest that you would get on Oryx's ship, where you get one piece of it from this killing this one guy, and then you open a computer, then you go up there, and then you solve it?
Yeah.
That's super cool. Yeah. And that's the kind of stuff I really want to see again. All those harder-to-find little details. Yeah. What were you going to say, CJ?
Court of Oryx did a really good job at that. The calcified fragment thing, the new version.
Siva fragments.
The Siva fragments. Did you explore or see any of that, or there was all kind of locked out and there was no...
Well, I mean... My name is Bife, has been posting a bunch of videos, so I know where a few of them are.
Gotcha.
Yeah, who?
No, he's great. I'm kidding.
So I didn't see any. We know that there's one in the new public area.
Okay.
What's it called again?
What, the Playlands?
Fellwinter Peak.
Oh, Fellwinter Peak.
Yeah, so there's a new jumping puzzle, and if you go to the top, apparently there's a fragment up there.
All right.
Nice.
First spoilers.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
I think that's kind of obvious one. So.
Yeah, and then also, there is a ghost in that area.
I didn't think about that, but we're probably going to have to get 50 of these things again or whatever.
I totally did not think about that. There is another mission to collect them.
Of course there are.
So you didn't enjoy calcified fragments then?
No, it was okay, actually. But there were certain things to get where I was like, oh, gosh, I got to go get this, you know.
Yeah.
So when it interferes with, you know, getting a sweet new weapon or gear or whatever, that and takes too long, then it bothers me. But anyway, it's fine. We need stuff to
do
in this game.
Yeah. It's fine.
That tone.
I've always talked about
loves grinding spin metal for the exotic sword.
Yeah, I know, right? They make the most of the world they have. But there's just some stuff that, to me, is not fun, and it gets in the way of, that's why I don't have Chaperone. It's just I don't want to grind out, you know, being renowned with Last Word and all that. So
where's your Moments of Triumph shirt?
I don't know. Maybe it's in the shipping room. So, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, you think?
I'm good on Moments, Destin. Yeah, I'm good on Moments.
But you said
you're going to ruin the surprise.
My shirt's coming also.
So I am.
You know I wear it.
No, whatever.
I wear it underneath every episode now.
Oh, do you do it one more time. A little lower.
Destin's troll.
For the fans.
Every episode.
You seemed really uncomfortable with that.
We were all uncomfortable.
No, I'm all good.
I do want to disclose I wore the same shirt two shows in a row, a week apart, but this is my favorite new Storm Collar shirt. This thing's awesome. I love the color, the logo, but it just in case you thought I'd never do laundry.
Fran never changes. All
right, well.
We need to wrap it up. Gathalion, thank you so much for joining us on this episode.
Yeah, thanks, man.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was wonderful having you. Is there anything you want to plug that you have coming up?
No. No? We're just doing the do, man.
Come on, we got to get this out of you. Where do we find you? What days of the week is your schedule? And what's going on with Guardian Con?
Oh, my God, dude. I can't. Kevin will kill me if I give any information out on Guardian Con right now. Watch for tickets. Okay. And honestly, man, we have a directory filled with awesome streamers. If you see me up there at the top of the directory, scroll down a little bit and find someone new to watch. You can come by anytime.
Look at this man. So humble.
Nice to be done.
But he's on Twitch all the time. King Gathalion.
I'll still get yelled at, dude. What a shill.
Yeah, exactly. He's played the raid. We know it's true.
World's first. Yeah,
well, we're just going to stop when he's at 1 HP and just sit down until someone else gets it. I don't want to do it another year.
Holy crap.
Nice. Well, thank you for joining.
All right. Yeah. So with that, I suppose we're going to wrap it up.
Yeah.
Were you going to say something?
No, man.
No. Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
Sorry. Did I lag out for a second?
No, it kind of went. It made a noise.
Yeah.
And now it's awkward. And I'm trying to transition to the
outro. You're the host, Destin. Yeah.
I don't know how to do this show. I'm so sorry. All right. So, with that said, thank you so much for coming, Gathalion, to the show.
What's wrong with him?
I don't know. I'm joining broke. Us. I'm just so excited to have Gathalion on.
Why do we have to slow down on that word? Yeah. We're all children, Destin.
I think we're all just so hyped for Rise of Iron. Yeah. Destin also has to avoid talking about embargoed info. Yeah. And and he's got what he's really nervous about. Everybody, for the record, he has to coordinate the Guardians out. And so I'm pretty sure what's going
to be. Brandon's throwing me so off with this because he's like, you have to do it like this. And
I give him such a hard time every week that he doesn't know like how to smoothly give us time to get ready.
All right. All right, everybody. We're going to do the outro now.
Wait, yeah.
Yeah, see, he blew it. I ruined the show. It's my fault.
All right. We're all ready, Justin.
Thank you for joining us, Gathalion. And until next time, Guardians out.
Guardians out.
Nice.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am extremely excited to invite you to Rachel Uncensored. It's my podcast where I sit down and get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. And sometimes we might be under the influence when we do so. We cover things from personal stories to hot button issues. And it's the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. It's a side of me that you might not have seen before because it's not the most family or brand friendly. But don't worry, I'm still sort of slightly a decent human being. If you're intrigued, then make sure you check it out. New episodes drop every Wednesday. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.